Thank you very much, Kat. We're going to be talking about aspirin very shortly. If you'd like to get in touch with us to ask us a question about the science of aspirin, as many have, nakedscientist.com/Facebook will take you to our Facebook page where you can put your messages, or you can @NakedScientist send us a tweet, the email address chris@thenakedscientist.com. So hopefully one of those works for you. I've got a question here from Bao Yue, who is on Second Life, and said, could Chris's second story, which was in relation to the women secreting antibody through the genitals from the blood, could this be related to better immunity amongst women who have already born children? The answer is no, because the same gene which is used by a baby is used by these women because they carry it anyway. They're just activating it in a different set of tissues to get the same effect as the gene would have in a baby developing inside the mother, but at a totally different site. And that's what's wonderful about the huge genetic recipe book we have. We can redeploy the genes and their functions all over the body to do the same job in different places, or even by tweaking the gene a bit, a totally different job using almost the same gene.